ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. Allah didn't create the heavens and the earth in vain. But everything was created for a reason and everything serves a purpose. Allah tells us in the Quran,
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
We were created to know Allah, to love Allah, to submit to Him, to worship Him alone without any partners, to ask Him for every need of ours. But how many people understand their purpose in life? How many people are acting in accordance to their purpose? When Shaytan deceived Adam alayhi salam and made him eat from the forbidden tree, and then Allah sent them down. He sent them down as enemies to one another. And the relationship that we have with Shaytan is that of enmity. The Shaytan does not want anything except bad for us. That's what he's after. He wants to deceive us. He wants us to fail. He wants us to be with him in the hellfire. But when Allah sent them down, He did not leave them without guidance. He told them that He was going to send guidance to them.
قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ
So Allah told us that He is going to send guidance to us. And this guidance is in the form of prophets and books that tell us who Allah is and remind us about our purpose and how to live it. And for us, our prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final messenger. And our book is the Quran, the greatest book in existence. Ibn Mas'ud said that the Quran is the rope of Allah, the clear light, the beneficial cure. It is protection for the one who holds on to it. And in it lies success for the one who follows it. And the Quran and Sunnah teaches us how to live our purpose. It teaches us how to get to Allah, what Allah loves, and how to implement those things. And Allah tells us in another ayah,
قَالَ اهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى
So the one who follows the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah, believing in it with certainty, having no doubts in it, adhering to His commandments and staying away from that which Allah has forbidden, Allah in these two verses guarantees for them four things. Firstly, Allah guarantees them protection from fear. And fear and anxiety happens when we fear something bad happening in the future. So they won't fear what's to happen in the hereafter. Secondly, protection from grief. If you experience some pain or loss in the past, this is what causes grief. And Allah guarantees that a person will not feel sad over that which passed them in this world. And these things are also applicable in this dunya because the believer who follows the guidance of Allah understands that whatever was meant for them will never miss them. And whatever missed them was never meant for them in the first place. So whatever is to come, they accept it and they know that this is for Allah and they're excited about it. And whatever passes them, they don't feel sad over it because they know with certainty that was never meant for them. If they tried to do everything in their power that they could, that would not have come to them. Thirdly, it protects them from misguidance. Following the Quran is the path to guidance. And lastly, Allah guarantees protection from misery, from unhappiness. So if a person is protected from these four things, then they attain the opposite of these. And what are those things? They will attain security and happiness in this world and the next, and they will be protected from any negative outcomes such as fear, grief, misery, unhappiness, and they will achieve all that they wanted to attain, and they will be protected from those things that they feared. And isn't this what we all want? The rectification of our dunya and akhirah, to get the best of both worlds. And Allah is guaranteeing, and this is conditional, for the one who follows His guidance, for the one who lives according to Islam, for the one who implements the teachings of the Quran, they will have happiness in this world and the next. And Allah commands us to stick to His teachings, to adhere to the commands of the Quran.
فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
Allah is commanding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and us as well to stick to that which was revealed, to stick to the teachings of the Quran, because the teachings of the Quran lead to the right path, lead to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ.
The Qur'an is a tremendous blessing. In it is honor for us in this world and the next. Sticking to His teachings is what we need to do. وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. We will be asked in regards to this Qur'an. Did we learn it? Did we understand it? Did we implement it? Were we grateful for it? Did we benefit from it? How are we going to respond? Because the Qur'an is either proof for us or it's proof against us. And the choice is ours. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ.